The doctor, who's responsible for keeping 50 people healthy at the South Pole, is sick. Brutal winter weather is rapidly setting in, so the National Science Foundation has very little time to decide whether to attempt an evacuation. No aircraft has landed at the pole since the end of February, and the next scheduled flight isn't until November, at the end of the long Antarctic winter. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
50 people are spending the winter at the South Pole to continue a major construction project there and to tend to scientific instruments. Dr. Ronald Szymanski signed on to brave the cold and dark winter as the resident physician. But a week or so ago, his own health failed. With the help of a satellite uplink to doctors in Denver, he was diagnosed with gallstones. Carl Erb, who heads the National Science Foundation's Office of Polar Programs, says Szymanski now has an inflamed pancreas.
The reports we're getting are that he's feeling well. He's up and around, but we're worried about him. He's had some problems, and they could get worse.
If the NSF is going to do anything other than airdrop medications to him, they don't have much time.
We're very close to the time when it gets so cold there that it's impossible to get airplanes in or out.
Erb says no flight has ever landed at the South Pole this late in the year. The temperatures are nearing 50 or 55 below. And at that point, it will be simply too risky to send a plane for two reasons.
The fuel gets thick and doesn't flow very well into the engines. And the other is that the hydraulic fluids on the skis, these airplanes are on skis so they can land on the snow and ice. And the hydraulic fluids that control all those pieces of machinery also congeal.
Right now, Erb says, the temperatures are marginally okay, so the Air National Guard is preparing for a rescue. They're sending three ski-equipped cargo planes from upstate New York to New Zealand. From there, they can reach the pole, provided that the Air Force refuels them in midair. Another possibility would be to send smaller planes, which may be somewhat more cold-tolerant, down through South America and across Antarctica, stopping at fuel drops along the way. Since Dr. Szymanski's health is improving, the third option would be to let him stay there and hope for the best. Erb says that's a risk.
If he were to get worse now, we would not, in another 10 days or so, we would not be able to go in and get him out.
There's no possibility of a rescue after that until late October. Rigorous medical screening can't anticipate every ailment. Last year, an Australian astrophysicist died at the South Pole from disease. And 2 years ago, the Science Foundation organized an evacuation after a woman developed breast cancer. That was Jerry Nielsen, who was also the station's doctor. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.